I don't know who needs to hear this, but being the chosen one is not a responsibility that you have to pick up, babe. You being the chosen one is only supposed to make you obedient to following the path that God is walking you down. It's not meant for you to try to force anybody into waking up or force anybody into a healing that they just weren't meant for at the time. I know for me, I felt like once I understood self-awareness and I understood putting myself in somebody else's shoes and what it takes for me to build the life that I wanted and how I have to stop talking down on myself and just stop believing in negativity. I learned all of this and wanted to share it with other people. And the moment I did, I also realized that it came at a cost of making me feel crazy. It came at a cost of me losing people that were around me or me trying to force my life skills or what I learned onto somebody else that was not yet there. And I would tell myself to let up, not only just on me, but on the other person as well. This goes for friends, relationships, families. If you have been in a situation like this, then you understand exactly what I'm talking about. When it comes down to being the one that you're breaking generational curses and generational cycles, it gets really hard learning to not force other people into the same type of healing that you're going into. I was doing this to people in my life. Like, I was learning so much and doing so much that I wanted to help other people. And I had to realize that this isn't their time. And knowing that you have to leave people in the season that they're in and you can't take them with you is a very hard pill that I had to swallow, that I'm still having to swallow. That's probably why it's very hard for me to have the conversation with y'all today. But who cares? Whoop-de-doo, we here. Like I said, if you are a chosen one, you get it. You understand how hard that process really is that you have to go through when it comes down to choosing yourself to the max, but also realizing that the people that are around you might not just be choosing themselves yet. And you still can love them from a distance. You can still love them and respect their process, but without having to carry the burden of your own self. Because I know for me, babe, I turned into a whole life coach. I was trying to make sure I felt like their healing was my healing. Your success was my success. And if you don't get it, I would try to break down 5,000 different ways for you to fully understand and grasp, which a lot of those ways, 5,000 ways, were very degrading to some people, were degrading. And I really want, if you are somebody that understands exactly and have been in my shoes, love for you guys to leave maybe a comment down below, just saying that you understand something, because I know I can't be the only one that have done this. But a lot of the ways and the ideas that I was giving, or just my metaphors of how I was trying to explain to somebody that, hey, you need to do better in your life and you need to choose better, and this is how simple it is for you to do this and this is what you're doing, it became a tick for tatter with people. And I realized that it's not up to me to try to make somebody understand everything that they just might not be ready to understand yet. It reminds me of the movie Wicked. And I think that you guys should probably it's 2025. I think it came out last year. So I shouldn't be spoiling anything. If you don't know, you might want to scroll a little bit. But it reminds me of the witch Elphaba, because she didn't beg Glinda to follow her. If you know the song Defying Gravity, that's my sugar honey iced tea. And when I tell you that she understood that it came out of choice of choosing herself. She didn't beg Glinda to come with her. She didn't get mad at Glinda for Glinda not understanding why, because I feel like when you are choosing yourself, you feel like you are in the wrong. I know I did. I know I do, honestly. Sometimes I feel like I'm just in the wrong about things because everybody else sometimes doesn't. They ain't on the same vibration. They just don't get it fully. And that's okay. That's okay to y'all that don't. But I just realized how I was really forcing people, or forcing how you can force someone into waking up when they're not ready. But I also heard somebody say, I'm gonna explain it to y'all. how I think it was kind of explained to me. We both had a sleepover and I say, don't wake me up before 9 o'clock. We're about to go to sleep. You say you waking up and you say your alarm for 7. All of a sudden, I don't know what's going on and you're trying to wake me up before 9. I'm immediately irritated. Not only am I irritated about the situation, but I'm also irritated at the fact that you woke me up. If anything, I'm going to be irritated with you first. So I started to think about pushing people into their healing journey kind of like that, because I understand how it is to break generational curses. And I think for the people that's out there doing the same thing, I know you must be feeling very lonely right about now, because that is a price to pay when it comes down to choosing yourself and deciding that a lot of things don't serve you, or deciding that a lot of things, you know, you're learning from and you're deciding to do differently. But everybody around you isn't always doing that same thing. And I had to realize for myself, especially like Elphaba did in that movie, that you can't take everybody with you. And Elphaba was really painted out to be a bad witch. They chased her through that whole castle. Why? Because she didn't want to use her powers for bad. But sometimes people really don't understand that. And it wasn't up to Elphaba to sit there and try to convince every single person why she did what she did. Sometimes it's just up for you to get up and plant your seeds, for you to plant your understanding. Tell your story, go through the message, go through the path, because you never know who's around that needs to hear it, whether it's for now, whether it's for later, and then just go about the rest of your life. She got up and she left on her own. She ain't looked back. She said, I hope you're happy now that you're choosing them. She said, you too, me too, like whatever she said, like, because no, for real, you can't get no more serious about yourself than that. Being able to like really stand on your boundaries and be a black sheep of a family, a friend group, of anything, I think it's something that can be very detrimental to other people's understanding sometimes, and sometimes even us, because I know, like I said, I took on a whole lifestyle coach, baby, and I wasn't getting paid to doing anything, and I started realizing that I was really taking this on myself, because I was doing things for people that these people ain't asked me to do. I was overextending myself to help somebody else and felt like I was doing too much and getting nothing in return for somebody that never asked for any of this from me. I hope that that definitely makes sense. It was something that I had to learn from, that I'm obviously still learning from more. Like, I'm just learning that everybody is going to go down their journey on their own. It's not up to me to be able to push anybody into a season of their life that they're not in yet. And if it calls for me to have to walk away to protect my peace or protect what I have going on because the situation doesn't make sense, it's time for me to go. It's okay for me to go, actually. Not even at this time, but it's okay, because I feel like sometimes we feel like it's not okay for us to go in situations. I have to help you. Your success is my success, and that's not the truth. You are here to take care of you and yourself only. Your responsibility is you. I don't know if y'all ever heard this metaphor, actually. It's like when you mess with somebody or you friends with somebody, they're kind of like a reflection of you in a way. And even if you aren't having to learn yourself in that same exact way, it's also a way flipped that you kind of still need to work on yourself. And when you're critiquing and just drowning yourself and helping someone else become the best version of yourself, you forget about yourself. You forget about the work, and you tend to feel like there is no work that you really need to be done. You're focusing your eyes so much on someone else that you can't even see the work that needs to be done for yourself. The people that need that help and that want that help and asking those questions, they'll ask. They'll damn sure ask. And I'll be there to answer every single one of them. But I will not do that for people that don't want to know and or isn't okay to know. Like I said, they didn't want to be wake up. They set their alarm for a certain time. And we have to respect that. We have to respect their boundaries. And this, for the people that I'm talking to, you get it. You know how hard it is trying to be the savior. And you're just not here to help everybody be saved. You can listen. You can pray. And a lot of times people just want to be listened to. And I think sometimes we just have to let people listen. And I'm not telling you not call them out on their wrongdoings. Definitely call them out. But you don't have to bleed just because someone else won't bandage their own wound. It's okay to let that weight go. It's okay to let that hurt go. Don't force nobody else into trying to do that. That's one thing I definitely learned. And it makes me kind of look back at how hard I was pushing my friends and people around me to understand. Because I look back now and I see that they understood. Now, it might not have been when I wanted them to understand, or might not have been when was best. But I feel like, you know, God's timing is God's timing. It isn't my timing. It isn't supposed to be my timing. Now that I have learned all of this, one thing I've really been trying to learn right now is understanding that though I have gave people the space to do these things on their own, now it's like they have done them on their own and they see it. I'm learning. I'm still maneuvering through the fact of like, you won't ever get that apology. You won't ever get that apology. And I'm not gonna say you won't ever, but don't expect it. Don't look for it. If it was hard for a person to sit in what they were sitting in or go through something, they might not 9 times out of 10, unless they do a certain level of healing, come back and apologize to you that, hey, you know, you were right. That's actually the last thing that they're going to do, because they knew the decision that they needed to make the change in their life and they couldn't do it at that exact moment. It was hard. And we've been in that same predicament. So from curse breaker to curse breaker, you get it. From cycle breaker to cycle breaker, you get it. For everybody else, they also know that sometimes it's not always on our timing. Sometimes we have dreams of doing these things and we just don't fully get them done. You know, they just don't fully get done. So right now, after learning that lesson, the lesson that I follow up behind is just realizing that you're not going to get that apology and it's okay. You can see for yourself that you knew right from wrong. You knew you had some type of understanding of something before, and it just wasn't your duty to push somebody out of that. But you did plant seeds. Whether someone admits it or not, whether it's a job, whether it's family members, whether it's a relative, neighbor, that comes from one life coach to another. You still low-key did your job. Sometimes people just want to be listened to, and it's okay to grace them with a little 2 cent of ours sometimes, but do not force that on nobody. And also understand that we are going to understand this together, leaving this video. They might not come back and apologize for things that they have done, things that they have said, things that they felt like, you know, wasn't true, or they felt like they didn't want to listen to you. You might not get that from them, and that's okay. I'm here to tell you guys that you're doing the work, and welcome to Her Diaries. If you've made it this far, thank you for listening and watching Bad Bitch to Bad Bitch. And if you need anything from me, let me know. Hit up Lily Her Podcast. Be a guest up here. Come on the orange couch. Be a real one. Join the fam. You know, also follow me at Ayana Mariah on Instagram. And if you need anything, you know, hit a girl up. But enjoy the rest of y'all day. Have a good one on purpose. Hope this message definitely hit home for the ones that needed it, for the ones that didn't even know that they needed it. And I will see you guys on the next one. Peace and blessings to you.